Hola, si te no, we're going to start our class. In with the harmony is praying. Actually, this is prayer. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering, devoid of causes of, let's say, suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. Here, our happiness and suffering related to virtuous action and non-virtuous action of body, speech, and mind. If one can dedicate themselves or oneself to virtuous deeds from the mental, of course, is most important, or then regulate verbal to self-disciplined action, so physical body action, and then long run you have a positive result. If one cannot filter or not filter, maybe clear their mind, body, speech in positive way, then always there's obscurations, conflict, some even lost their life with the hatred speech or action. So generally, the daily life, one can avoid suffering by conduct themselves to positivity actions or positivity, virtuous action. One wants to have a happy life. Always, people want to have a happy life, harmonious life. But they didn't really pay attention much to their own, their activity or mental activity and verbal and physical actions. Then unexpectedly many suffering rises due to the causes of the engage with negative, unvirtuous behavior. Then brings the very sophisticated consequences. So here we are praying to say all sentient beings enjoy happiness. That means wish they themselves in the causal level to do the virtuous things, then this is a cause of happiness. And may they be free from suffering. The suffering also has many levels of suffering. Suffering of genuine mental, physical pain, that type of release. And also suffering of not accepting the relative reality. So cannot face or accept basic reality, then the causes of identity crisis or like many things. And the third is, as long as we have a ignorance and a self-grasping, then that didn't manage the what is the illusion of ego-centric the behavior, then always there is some problems all the time. So this is causes of suffering means we should avoid in those non-virtuous philosophy, view, conduct, meditation, and the action, those. So it's a very important to balance one's mind. We don't say turn negativities to positivities immediately. It's difficult. But as long as you practice Dharma, you can manage anything. Too much self-centric, self-grasping emotion and thoughts rises, then you able to balance. You can mild or you can reduce that intensity. So for the, when the people's mind, some anger rises, then you can see the destructive side, the energy of this anger could bring suffering. So which everyone, you and others all don't want to have this experience. So you can analyze what is the suffering, value of suffering, value of the hatred. Then you can see many negative things on the anger. But some people said anger causes losing health of mind and body. Anger causes losing appetite. Even eating food is tasteless. Anger can cause sleepless. Anger causes relationship damage, human relationship. Anger even causes one become angry and ugly, like looking. And anger causes unexpected consequences, even go to jail or losing this life, or you can lose your wealth because you may need to kind of pay much money to the damage or anything, physical injury or those things. And for long run, as Buddha taught, anger have a long run consequences in your mind, impact, habit, become habituation, so difficult to get rid of it. And also when this life gone, then the future life also not, could the trend is not good. So those are the negative hatred or these, the as a result of hatred. So then positive, how to conquer or transform negative mind, like this transforming medicine to cure that anger is compassion. So compassion made people look much beauty of from experience, they appear is much acceptable. And also due to harmonious relationship, you can build anger can destruct the damage your fame, even wealth and health. Those so opposite compassion is more trust, constructive in all aspects of these. So that's why I say never separate the great happiness means you have to have this intelligent and awareness of those things. So if you've gone beyond of those limitations, then it's called great happiness, devoid of suffering. So may they dwell in great equanimities that is free from attachment and aversion. So attachment can cause aversion, competition, and negative. How to transform the attachment is always look yourself and others are equally important. Or some great practitioners able to do is always think about others more than oneself. More important, more, how to say, that is for normal people difficult, but try to see themselves equally important for them. So respect that aspect. Then one's mind can become logic or more rational way to think. Otherwise, emotion hijacking one's mind and thinking logic, then can think of something illogical things, logic. One's own logic is actually illogical for public, general people. So this is because one have too much attachment to themselves, so they can fool one's mind. So anyway, this is a prayer first part. And there's also praying for teachings, these, so in harmony with the different attitudes and mindsets that sentient beings possesses. Please turn the wheel of Dharma of the great, least, lesser, and the common vehicles. This is a one. And also I really would like to pray a short praise in praise of Manjushri. Homage to the Guru and the protector Manjushri. Your mind is free from the cloud of the two obscurations, emotional and analytical obscurations. Complete, pure and luminous like sun. The text you hold at your heart shows that you see the true nature of all there is. You love like your only child all the masses of beings who are tormented by suffering. Enshrouded in the darkness of ignorance in the prison of existence. Your enlightened speech, melodies in 60 ways, roars in mighty like a dragon, walking them from the sleep of the afflictions and freeing them from the chain of karma. The sword you wield displays dispels the darkness of ignorance and cut off the sprouts of suffering. I think it is sprouts of suffering. Elder son of victorious one, you are primordially pure. You have traversed the 10 levels and perfect embodies all enlightened qualities. Your form bedecked, I don't usually read much this, so a little bit not very smooth, but your form bedecked with the 112 ornaments, you dispel the darkness of my mind. I pray homage to Manjushri. Manjushri is the bodhisattva wisdom, or aspect of all Buddhas or bodhisattvas' wisdom, the enlightened wisdom. As we last time said, this section of the wealth of faith and the discipline of learning and generosity, of decency and shame, and the wealth of wisdom. These are the seven riches, those precious and excellent jewels are the seven treasures that never run out. Do not speak these to non-humans. So it's like said, do not speak those to non-humans means do not speak these instructions to people who are not ready, no faith or no much in, how to say, respect for those teachings. If one don't want that, this kind of teaching, then you insist, then irritate people. So it's not timely right thing to do. So only these share to people who really have a feeling or have a happily want to study and practice and wanted to engage these teachings. So as an old lineage of a Kadamba in 11th century started, they see people with faith towards some virtuous deeds, and having faith to wisdom aspect of enlightened journey, and also for those the virtuous or loving compassion aspect of the training their mind and intellectually or experientially, they want to engage path of liberation means they tackle ignorance and try to improve yourself inner awareness. So for this, for those purpose, put in effort diligently. That is one category of people. For other people, another category is they much no much interest about the compassion as long as there is a benefit, or as long as they are happy for this life. I don't care for a much deeper sense of insight. So not diligent in spiritual or inner progress, then these teachings should not share. That is said here. Of course, we consider them as a human, but for their 11th century, some masters' concept, they think of these are not fully kind of a perfectly developed human without faith, wisdom, and diligence. So just for society, it's all equal human beings. One not ready, not yet ready, but in maybe other time they are ready. So it's like that. And another meaning I already shared before. It's said like a non-human spirit or animal. These are unable to practice, view, meditation, and the sophisticated conduct. These self-discipline. These are not profoundly practiced in many realms. So this is also another meaning. And today's part is here. Abandon gossip. Always guard your speech. And when you see your gurus and preceptors reverently generate the wise wish to serve. First, the band gossip, because of this is wasting too much time, not sharing. Of course, we can share some joke or normal discussion to build up some common exchange, some words to greeting people, but not hour and hour conversation without much meaningful things to do. Also, some wanted to read books and discuss with people negative things, negative towards somebody or brings unhappy both of themselves. When they're talking, not happy. After talk, they're also not happy, not useful, and create more illusion, create more negativity, hatred, to build up more negative emotions to somebody or something. It's not good. That's why we don't much take time to watch movies, fighting there and there, jumping here and there. And too much romantic also, maybe it's for some people they need it maybe, but for some others, this wasting too much time. Heroic history stories, those, then it's, even video games, these, I think, if you gain some money or numbers on them, so you consider them as your, these are your wealth, then maybe people wanted to do. And if other people also talking about these, doing these, so you also think society ran like this way and I should do the same. But for people who have other things to do, want to practice spiritual journey and path, so then we use our time to read instructions and the sutra or shastras or commentaries on two sutra. Sometimes we just recite a mantra to rest, let mind rest, just rest in peace, not much disturbance. And many gossip drive people crazy and also make people painful. Sometimes we say our mind, speech, and action or body, physical action, we should regulate or self-discipline your mind. Then automatically you can mind discipline the words, speech, and action. Because physical body have a different gesture, even one gesture can make people angry towards you, or some gesture people feeling some, how to say, feel warm from your gesture. Way to look, way to put your face in certain expression, and also pointing or you put your leg and the finger in different ways, how it's kind of a attitude can read people. Even some people saying something, but they read from your eyes and the facial experience, they think you actually thinking differently. They figure out. So it's like a human being is like this. So physical body, if you hurt somebody, it's immediately feel uncomfortable. But words do not directly, like physical damage, like directly hit somebody, but use gossip or talk people in a very bad way, not useful, not came from compassion. These can injure people and damage, cause some damage for them. So it's even though in free speech country, many speech causes so much damage and suffering for individuals. Even free speech on internet, on social media, Facebook or Twitter, or any other things, can make a group of people have a conflict with another group of people. This happens. So one have a time, then use more warm words. If you have to say something, then try to say something improving everybody in positive way. If it's a create chaos, already chaos, there are so many chaos. So if you make more suffer deeper, then we not able to help, but don't harm more. So it's guard one speech is very important, actually, in especially these days. One speech, you know, origin in ancient time, one say something, if you are a king or maybe you, your words reach far and wide, but normal people, their speech may have a less impact. With a written form, maybe more impact in ancient time with a newspaper or books. But the general speech, the circulation or impact is relatively low, small. Of course, it doesn't mean that is you should, of course, it's also you need to guard your mind, but speech. But nowadays, any corner of the world can impact much bigger than before due to technology and these. So it's so many teachings said, like way of Bodhisattva, this you should say pleasant words, meaningful words, and in exact kind of precise of form of as much as you can, and pleasant people's ear and satisfy their mind in positive way, and also both improve both sides of people's virtue. That kind of sharing and the encouraging is very important. if you cannot help, that at least not harming, just you can keep quiet is very good. And the teacher, when you see your gurus and the preceptor is people who transform vowels to you, as we said, sometimes we say 10 vowels, 5 vowels, or more, these, maybe in Bodhisattva, the 16, 18, 20 way different tradition to count different vowels. So for, lay people in Buddhist, only 5 vows. Not killing, not telling lies, not engage sexual misconduct, and not stealing. Actually, second is not to stealing things, valuable things, or belong to others, or public belong to a group or public or anything. So, and then the mental, intoxicate your mind, like doing drugs and the, alcohol. From these 5, you can choose, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If 4, you can do this. 4 is roots, root vowels, killing, stealing, sexual misconduct and lying. These are 4 fundamental vowels, and plus intoxication, because intoxication can cause of breaking those vowels. So add this. So from these, one can do 5 together is best. If you cannot do five, you can do four or three or two or at least one. If you say, oh, how do you say? If one say, oh, I wanted to continue to kill all many sentient beings as my, the many, many, many. So, but at the same time, I wanted to study Dharma, then a little bit difficult. It's not saying one, not able to do refuge to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. You still, but, the fundamental moral ground is like, as said before, forsake material possession. Let's see. I think it's this one. Not this one. It's this one. For wealth of faith, discipline, learning, generosity, decency, and shame. That's also part of those. If you cannot gradually change, you say, oh, I cannot immediately stop, but I will reduce the number and eventually I will success to full kind of vowels, these individual vowels. So these are moral ground, is the decency. You think so many people become civilized, so-called civilized. People say, oh, people live in city, that's called civilization. People live in rural area, it's like far from civilization. It's not like that. Civilization, I think for my mind, is my mental, how virtuous or how they're harming others or not harming is civilization. Civil or kind of mind. If in the city, if you are doing all kind of all negative things, what kind of civilization is that? So, so people consider who understand the causality is civil mind, civil, and with the, for that also they know how what to adopt, what to bend, not. What to not to do, what to do, what not to do. So, something you practice, accept, something you reject, not practice. So, for this, there is a purpose behind. And also decency and the so-called shame is the, you can see that action. If one person alone, nobody see them, then doing some bad thing, that is also what's it called, if from the spiritual journey practice these, so doesn't matter nobody see you or nobody witness you, you do a negative thing, it's also not good because of causality. Nobody see you, but actually you imprint your all actions into your own mind in subtle form. So also externally, there are so many bodhisattvas, Buddha's eyes are not covered in 10 directions, three past, present and future. So actually you're thinking you are hiding behind the cloth of war. Actually, so there are many divine beings can able to see you as they're watching their own palm hand. So it's like that. So similarly, what we're saying is to watch one's own commitment of precepts. If you do any engaging, any precepts, you think of you how much you can do, and then at least you should try to reduce the killing dust, the first step. And if you can do all five, then based on that, then you can practice a while after you felt you really comfortable, then you can accept the bodhisattva vowels, these gradually. So, and gurus, so this Indian words, Sanskrit words, guru, also some translate as a master, teacher, or some profession, professor, like a guru. I heard, I'm not good at Sanskrit, but I heard people who live in India for a long time, they said guru. In the ancient time, they applied this word to many forms of fields of work. If you have knowledge about how to do agriculture, you are the agriculture guru. If you know how to fix mechanic things, then you are the guru of those. So you can drive well, then you are guru of driver. So that means a profession or a very high skilled person. And on the another from the spiritual part speaking, guru shows path to what to adopt, what to bend, or let's say make bend is not too good words. What not to do, I think he had maybe bandage. And also shows one can improve themselves inner quality, inner, so the, some people say Buddhism is the inner science, say these words, because they can map in one's mind, mapping the mind and the emotion, so that you can see the consequences and avoid in the unnecessary causes and the result. Also said, for people, many people, there is no enlightenment, just intelligent. But guru, if this high qualified guru can show there is the liberation and the enlightenment. So that is a huge difference from normal teacher and spiritual journey, the teacher. I don't know many different faiths. There may be the theistic religion and the non-theistic religion. People who is the creator God concept, these may be different. But for here, become a way of life and understand the nature, like science, because I don't know much science, but it said science have as a motive to know the reality. In that sense, you can say could be there shares certain attitude in same way. So now the reality is common, the interest. And through reality, understand the reality of mind, consciousness, and the related forms, phenomena. So that is the Dharma, the path. So this is especially seeing them as a very important. If you see engineer, you don't think them as a some important guru. Maybe for society development, societal development is good, important per people. But from like a tradition in Buddhist kingdom, they see guru, spiritual master, much, much higher kind of a way, because they are at least achieving or try to achieve in the ultimate level of wisdom. So not normal, what is it? They are more, maybe we can use a divine, or they're more to fundamental, the solution, the solving the fundamental suffering, actually. they are not to kind of reduce a little bit of pain or convenience of creating a little bit convenient for us, but they are, this symbol of them is very profound. So that's why guru is quite in understanding different way. So for them, they said, reverently generate the wish to serve. So this is the kind of teacher and a student or master disciple kind of relations. For people, society, maybe not the Buddhism, but they really don't much have this background, and then sees who people who practice in Dharma, these are maybe unnecessary, not useful for society. Even they kind of key wanted to keep distance. People who say spiritual, so much spiritual journey, anything like those words. So in they're more famous and more like to engage with the entrepreneur, people who are successful in business field or a scientist or anything, other kind of people, even singer, dancer, leader who has a power, political power, military power, or people who are kind of smart to do so many tricks, magicians or something, art. They capture many art form, art pieces, these. Antiques, maybe you collected so much antiques, or you like some other same things. For them, it's much important. So that's why in genuine Dharma community, it's a very important, the teacher and this. So as a society, I heard in some Western country also sometimes happened, there is a teacher center, visitor teacher. So those relationship sometimes not correct. Why? Because people who hold in some document or government name signed on the document, so they think, these people think they are how to say, manager or like landlord. Visitor teachers are trying, they kind of serving them. These attitude from their own student part is not right. So in, because the teaching of these gurus are, should, if it's an authentic teacher, then that means you are pointing the enlightenment, way of enlightenment. It's a beacon of, what's it called, the, your life. It's important. If we have a double and a triple suspicious kind of mind, the different standards in your mind, and then it's not really genuine practice. It's like a show, or inside there so much proud and maybe possessive mind, and outwardly show a little bit of respect. Oh, those are not good, not healthy sign of the inner journey. So anyway, it's a saying, generally we can say what is saying here is worldly teacher who teach you with paying your tuition to teach you worldly knowledge, you should appreciate. Although you are paying money, but because you wanted to pay that money out of value that teaching. So it's not only just business, but sometimes even people want to pay money to go better school or college, not accepting them. So yeah, that means there are importance of important of education itself. Value education is important. Many countries always their principle is to always value education. Is first priority maybe for the country also. So it means the education itself is very important. And Dharma teaching generally in Tibetan, this region is free Dharma teaching. But the students have to, not have to, but generally they do some offerings for appreciation. So for these, I think it's become custom and tradition. Even you listen many years teaching, did not offer anything, it's okay. Because due to individuals, circumstances and condition. So some are rich family from, some are relatively not that rich. So, and some are kind of, convenient for many service from little bit far, or they have to work to teach long, tend to teach for many, to take too many hours. So, then so-called service, these are not important. More important is, you really use the practice, you really study, not only study. If you written the note, you put the note on note. These are hearing and reading and put note are just the first level of study. These are understanding is not enough. What we're saying is we should gradually make some positive change or impact our mind, the teaching in, which should impact our mind in positive way. So then it's a very useful and valuable, this teaching. And even in ancient time, it said the monk should not vow to king in Buddhist tradition. This is accepted by king. Why? Because said, although monk belong to some country, there is a boundary of country, but the Buddha's teaching is more valued by them because so they become monk, they renounced from secular life, so they shouldn't be pay tax or go war, become a soldier, is because they're dedicated not killing, so help you become a soldier. And also said kin is, there is a limitation. Their land boundary is there. For Buddha's teaching is universal. There are no boundaries. So how small can control big mind, do things, what is it, regulate them or, forcefully let them do anything, let them to do anything. So, in ancient time, king meet monks, king often pay homage and bow down and even sit sit on the ground while teaching. While monk giving teaching, king not remain on his throne. They should go down. And these are painted in ancient time. So many different kings, master. Kin is worldly for this short time. The enlightenment journey is far and important. Maybe not far, but it's a much ultimate understand the reality. These are much wide and valuable. So kin only understand the limited worldly thing generally. So they are not holy beings. Kin, just kin. But an enlightened being or toward the enlightenment people, so it's like a moon. When we say round moon, 15 is full development of mind, is enlightenment, waking state of mind. Then the half moon is like a gradually new moon, born the moons you can see and gradually become bigger and bigger. That is the Buddha's qualities accumulate from that bodhisattvas. That means full moon accumulated from the new moon to half moon to full moon. So for those people who are genuinely practicing spiritual path, so king or these queens also have to respect. So you can see those in Thailand or any other. So generally Thailand people, soldiers or business people, no people have to bow down to king, but monk not have to, no need to bow king. You can see many king or ministers, they are bowing to monks, their own teacher, not all monk, but so even you are today become monk, king never force you to bow them. It's like that. So one is a human mankind king, one is a protecting all sentient beings, so they are a different kind of a state of vastness. So in India, ancient India, I think so many you can see many paintings, kin, next to the kin, some whispering some words to kin's ear. You can see that many paintings. That is means this kin have to kind of under guidance of his own master, spiritual teacher. Of course, some kin are more devoted to Buddhism or Hinduism. These are, some are destructive to religion, or the spiritual, wisdom tradition. Some are very supportive and become big, what does it say, monastery builders or donator, beneficiary person. For some, maybe they're often can tack to a monastery. These once in a while happens, but generally, it's like that. If, what's it called? The Buddhist kingdom, or then you definitely know that they have this tradition. And then toward those wise beings with the Dharma eyes, and toward beginners on the path as well, regard them as your spiritual teachers. When you see any sentient being, regard them as your parents or children. So that is saying, from so-called beings with the Dharma eyes means they are already some having some enlightenment, understand the, at least theoretically they understand what is the reality, and experientially understand is, of course, I think they hear Dharma eyes called, they actually is saying the theoretically and the experientially understand the, nature of form, the phenomena, these. And towards beginning, that means before the having those under realization, those people who are just approaching towards spiritual path or mingling in the path, not much progress, maybe not big progress, like realizing this nature of mind or this not yet. So for those people have a different mental realization. But for people who not only respect of people who have a spiritual accomplishment, but also respect all the other people who are trying to achieve in or trying to continue to cultivate their own mind. In our society, achievement means something people can see, can use, can understand, can create some fame or many things like that the achieving something through effort. You need the skill and knowledge to achieve. If you become a graduate from college, then that is your achievement for your family, friends, and all society. For yourself, it's like that. Or you can create new product. That is your achievement, maybe something. You can read a good book, then it's your achievement or legacy or these. But Dharma, for Dharma, it's not like that. Dharma practitioner. That means you not fool yourself is achievement. Not fool oneself in mundane gain. Maybe you can gain something, but then out of that you become more grasp to ego, clinic to ego. When try to create worldly things for this short temporary life, all purpose behind is like that for praising and gain many things, luxury or anything. So if it's not saying you have to be poor or you have to maintain very, low needed or anything like that. But if you attach to anything limited, that limits your mind. So this is first, for example, someone say, I'm a very, very good spiritual practitioner, so I don't need anything. So let everybody know I don't need anything. So that is also worldly aim. Let people know I'm the best practitioner, or I keep in my vow and I'm not eating meat, so let everyone know I'm a good person and I have a virtuous mind. And this person not good as me, that is, they're eating something. So, anything Dharma or non-Dharma cause one more egocentric, more proudly kind of mind, too much proud and too much look down people, that kind of a behavior. And if you see another person, they never eat vegetable, you just stop the only 1 year, then you really start thinking they are the best person. Those kind of mind is not very healthy. So here is saying, no matter person is already accomplished or they are not yet, just on the journey of studying Dharma, you always see them as a teacher. That means if they are accomplished, maybe they are, or they definitely they have something to learn from them. Of course, it's a very important to accomplish a person is not normal being. They are virtues in their mind, wisdom in their mind. So it's important. But as we said before, king, princess, become king, the secular word is important. The princess is also valued similar way because prince will one day become king. Like that, one person on the starting journey of a practice, one day they could possible they have achieving Bodhisattva and Buddha state of mind. So see them from positive or negative actions. We can learn something from them, what to do, what not to do. So it's like teacher teach you in reality. We always can respect is in fundamentally we do have respect for all those enlightened or non-enlightened being. Even they are not interested about anything like Dharma, we still see them as a parents, the brother and the sisters, family members. We have the attitude towards all from different continent. We see them as a human, how to say, family members. And what extend from human, sentient tangent means all sentient beings. Actually, it's used to say lives in time and space, living within the time and the space. They are different form of beings. First of all, they are form of life. And this form of life in their own continuous journey, they can be, they become different form, not always same form. One day, maybe one life in human being, one life, another human being, one life have become divine being, some goddess or anything. One day they kind of lose the role or the exhaust their merit. They can be a human or non-human again, like animal realm or ghost realm, all these. So this is a reborn mind journey, continuation of mind, continuation of that awareness will continue due to their own virtuous or non-virtuous activities. The cause of different form of life associated with the different physical body, different due to their own inner tendency. It's like sometimes it's vibrating in air, form of air, wet air, fog or cloud. Sometimes they're in the form of stream, water. Sometimes it's in a lake or pond or ocean. Sometimes it's underground, in channel of underground water, or what is it? Observe, no, observe. Water, kind of big resources underground, those not like lake, not moving. Sometimes they are ice form, like North Pole, South Pole, or Tibetan Himalaya region, glaciers form of those. Sometimes it's like how to say, different, associated with different animals, like flying animals on a rainbow or cloud, this form, with the penguins, with associated with ice and animal summer. And with the fish and different animal type in river, salty water or non-salt water. Similarly, form of life, it's all kind of due to mental, virtual, non-virtual, or mental, habituation. If one become violent, there possibility in continuation of that violent nature, they become human, in the human form, they become always creating violence. If they could become animal form, then they become like with a cloth and, you know, it's called sharp teeth and these nails, not nails, maybe there's words. And with this and ghost realm, they may become like a disturbed ghost like more to harming different other their realm of these sentient beings. Eventually, with the heart rate, it's said in Buddha's teaching, always said, the most negative hatred build up, then go to different the levels of hell. And the hell realm, also one day you can finish, exhaust those negativities. And you like people who have a sentence in imprisonment for many years due to their violence, but eventually they free in them in limited life, 100 years, maybe you're not freeing for them. Some violence is all life in the prison, but in samsara life, circular existence of these three realms, form, formless realms, desire realms, you always, and although you are in the deepest hell for a long time, but eventually you will come out and eventually become another beings, and gradually you go up. So exhaust. So anyway, these are, as we said, we should looking for the open with the Dharma eyes to study, teach it. Like we, of course, we are not in pure those the society is all type of people, different way of thinking, behaviors there. So you can meet people different. There are common sense in some society more, but it's individual differences are so big. So you can meet different people. So compassion with all those people, having this family member type of attitude, and also learn something from them, that is saying here. So we're going to stop here today. Yesterday I was to see somebody in San Francisco hospital in San Francisco, one elderly people. I knew him for a long time. He's having some difficulties, so their parents asking me to do some prayer in their ear, front of them. Now we dedicate our practice. So this dedication, you also, not you, but we have to generate some compassion. What's it called? excellence, three excellency. One is in the beginning, in the middle, in the end, our mind always our virtue. I mean, in a one day life, daily life, or monthly life, or weekly life, year cycle, or one life from child to adult, and the elderly people, you keep trying going to the better person. Do good, be good, like better and better again and again. So in short time of 1 hour teaching, we also have at the beginning good, middle good, and the end good practice. End means another beginning again. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout the three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing the spline. By this merit, merit means you did something. You are not thinking, this is for me. I'm my sharing point to people. But this merit or anything I did, any virtue, profound or small, we always offer that any virtuous activity to all sentient beings, which they become the cause of happiness and happiness and cause of happiness until the exhaust of illusion become enlightenment. So people who didn't do anything for that today, for example, we did this practice. Otherwise, sometimes we just want others to be happy and live at the, you just genuinely wish others having the happy life, then it's called aspiration. You just have an aspiration. Dedication means you did something, practice or meaningful things, then you offer, share this spiritually, mentally, you serving them as it become wealth of all sentient beings. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing. From the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain the two sacred kayas, this form, wisdom form, form of wisdom, can benefit yourself and the form of like a physical existence to help others. That is rises from merit and wisdom. Merit can serve others. If first the ground is you should attain wisdom first, and then you serving yourself by just learning wisdom, serving others, use loving kindness, and those so it's good in the merit. Thank you very much. I'm just repeating the last part in Tibetan form. Thank you very much. We'll see you on Friday.